Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The message from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis about Hurricane Milton: leave now if your area is under evacuation.
Now's the time to execute your plan. You do have time to get to a shelter. You have time to evacuate further than that if that's what you want, but that time is running out.
Milton, as we've been telling you, expected to make landfall on Florida's west coast as soon as Wednesday night near the Tampa Bay area. Our Marla Diamond is at Newark Airport with folks who have heeded the warning to get out.
Linda, the people we spoke to caught one of two flights leaving Tampa for Newark before that Tampa airport closed. Debbie Rivera lives on the water in St. Petersburg and evacuated inland to an Airbnb during the last storm.
So I survived that. But this one, I'm like, I'm not risking it. So it's been hectic.
Ron Gulch came off the flight with the dog that he just rescued when its owners fled during Hurricane Helene.
This one sort of caught us off guard. On Saturday when I dropped my fiance off at the airport, we didn't know there was a storm coming. And then by Saturday afternoon, they're talking about the storm of the century.
And he said they're still cleaning up from the last one. Very difficult to catch a flight north, and those who are catching flights out are paying exorbitant prices, over $1,000 for a one-way ticket. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And keep it right here on 1010 Winds. Of course, we will keep you updated on the latest on this storm. Another former Adams administration official is facing criminal charges. 40-year-old Mohammed Bahi, who just left his position at City Hall, is accused of witness tampering and destruction of evidence in connection with the federal investigation into the alleged illegal contributions to the Adams campaign in 2021. If convicted, he could face as many as 20 years behind bars for each count. Meantime, there's word that another top official is leaving the Adams administration. Sources tell the New York Times that Sheena Wright has resigned from her post as first deputy mayor, making her the seventh senior leader to leave City Hall in the wake of the corruption investigation into Mayor Adams. Wright, a longtime ally of the mayor, is expected to be replaced by Maria Torres Springer, the current deputy mayor for Housing and Economic Development. It's believed Adams will make an announcement on the moves ahead of his weekly press availability today at noon. Ahead of that, Wright put out a statement this morning saying nothing is final until it's announced. The mayor has pleaded not guilty to a 5-count indictment, charging him with bribery and fraud, and has repeatedly said he will not step down. For continuing coverage of the federal investigation into Mayor Adams, keep it right here on 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. More possible legal trouble for TikTok. New York, New Jersey, and several other states have just filed lawsuits against the platform, accusing it of harming the mental health of children by designing itself to be addictive to kids. In her lawsuit, New York AG Tish James accuses TikTok of putting profits before safety, saying young people across the country have died or gotten injured doing dangerous TikTok challenges, and many more are feeling sad, anxious, and depressed because of its addictive features. James says that she and her fellow attorneys general are suing the platform in the hopes of both protecting young people and helping to combat the youth mental health crisis. There's been no comment yet from TikTok. Police in New Jersey have been stepping up patrols in the wake of a recent string of car thefts, and even in the weeks and months before. And their efforts appear to be working, at least in one part of the state.
Now, here in Paramus, of course, several major shopping malls here. Vehicle theft is down 75% the last 2 years. The police chief, Robert Guidetti, tells me it's a basic public safety campaign. They've been hitting it hard, and it's working.
Park your car, park it in high-lit areas. No matter what, lock the car doors and take the fob.
29 cars were stolen in one single week in September in Union County, about 20 miles south of Paramus. This guy had his Acura TLX taken from right in front of his house at 4:30 in the morning.
It's an invasion of privacy, right? You know, it's your space, right? So when that happens, it affects, it's not just, you know, the primary driver or owner of the vehicle. Everyone in the family feels, you know, uncertain and scared and concerned.
In the city, new police strategies also seem to be working in Staten Island and the Bronx last month. Car theft dropped in both of those boroughs. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Paramus.
Two women have been arrested on prostitution charges after an investigation at the Serenity Relaxing Spa in Carle Place, Long Island. Police say the suspects, a 45-year-old and a 41-year-old, were giving illegal massages at the spa. They've both been released on appearance tickets and are due back in court in Hempstead on October 28th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.